One of the greatest literary works of romantic poetry is found in the Bible, the Song of Songs, King Solomon's lyrical masterpiece, for it is believed that King Solomon was the author of as many as 1,000 songs. Yet, the Song of Songs has not been without controversy because of its difficulty to be properly interpreted. And many Bible commentators throughout history have viewed the Song of Songs as an allegory. However, I believe that it was understood by its original audience as a song to celebrate the love and the joyful pleasure between husband and wife, and or bride and groom. In addition, because of that original author's intentions to celebrate the love and joyful physical pleasure between a husband and his wife, then this is where the Song of Songs has much advice to offer to a married Christian couple, especially in regard to how to compliment one another. Lines from the song provide guidance about how a husband can and should compliment his wife, words to praise her beauty, to adore her physical features, and so how to use words to arouse her erotic nature, and for a wife, how she can praise her husband, words to express how much he means to her, how he excites her, how he stirs up her emotions, words that commend his manhood, words that show admiration, words that will celebrate and strengthen their union. Let's look at one example, one that shows how King Solomon compliments his bride, how he praises her physical beauty. Reading from chapter 4, verse 3 to 5, "Your lips are like a scarlet ribbon, your mouth is lovely, your temples behind your veil are like the halves of a pomegranate. Your neck is like the Tower of David, built with elegance. On it hang 1,000 shields, all of them shields of warriors. Your two breasts are like two fawns, like twin fawns of a gazelle that browse among the lilies." And there are many other examples that you can go through the book and find, such as this one. Well, I hope that today's episode has been beneficial to you. I hope it motivates you to compliment your spouse. And thanks for listening to Devotionals Concerning Marriage, the podcast where we pair the Bible to all things pertaining to marriage. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please share it with a friend. Goodbye.